DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. EU leaders have rejected a French push to lift the bloc's Syria arms embargo at a meeting in Brussels. The issue was raised by French President François Hollande at the two-day summit. The embargo bans the sale of weapons to Syrian rebels and government troops. Both Britain and France have called for the ban to be lifted. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron told the summit that his country would consider arming the rebels.
Britain is a sovereign country. We have our own foreign security and defence policies. If we want to take individual action, we think that's in our national interests, of course, we're free to do so.
However, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said if the EU agrees to ship weapons to Syria, President Bashar Assad's allies could also do the same for the regime.
I have made Germany's position clear. We have a number of doubts about such weapons deliveries to the opposition. The question has to be asked as to whether that will worsen the conflict.
EU foreign ministers are to discuss the issue at a two-day meeting in Dublin next week. Meanwhile, the Syria conflict has entered its third year. A number of vigils were held around the world to mark the second anniversary of the conflict, which began on March 15, 2011. The UN Security Council in New York stressed the need for all Lebanese parties to refrain from getting involved in the crisis. Council members voiced concerns over the impact of the conflict on neighbouring Lebanon's stability. The UN estimates around 70,000 people have died in the conflict and more than 1.1 million have fled to neighbouring countries. In other news, US Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has announced plans to bolster missile defenses on America's west coast to counter the threat from North Korea. He told reporters at the Pentagon on Friday that an additional 14 interceptors will be deployed in Alaska by 2017. It follows the threat of a preemptive nuclear strike on the US by North Korea and a third atomic test last month. The UN tightened sanctions against Pyongyang in response. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. The Vatican has defended Pope Francis following allegations he ignored human rights abuses during the so-called dirty war in his native Argentina. The Vatican rejected claims he failed to protect two Jesuit priests who were tortured by the military regime. Tens of thousands of people died or disappeared during the violence in the 1970s and 80s. Federico Lombardi is a Vatican spokesman.
There has never been a credible and concrete accusation against him. The Argentinian justice questioned him once as someone with knowledge of the facts, but never charged him with anything.
The 76-year-old is due to be officially inaugurated as the Pope on Tuesday in St. Peter's Square. Eurozone finance ministers have reached a deal on a rescue package for Cyprus. The terms of the 10 billion euro bailout were finalised after 9 hours of talks in Brussels. Ahead of the meeting, Germany's finance minister Wolfgang Schäuble warned Cyprus it has a very difficult road ahead with the island's major public debt, significant deficit and crisis-hit banking sector. Zimbabwe goes to the polls on Saturday in a referendum on a new constitution. There have been fears of political violence in the run-up to the ballot after clashes and vote rigging in previous elections. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission has appealed for a peaceful referendum vote. To football now, and in the Champions League, Bayern Munich have been drawn up against Juventus in the quarterfinals. They meet on April the 2nd. Borussia Dortmund go into their quarterfinal tie as the clear favourite over Spanish side Malaga, and they meet on April the 3rd. And in the Bundesliga, Wolfsburg and Fortuna Düsseldorf drew 1-1. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.